Well, a little bit of Steely Dan there, part of my Yacht Rock lineup on WPHM. We break out the sailing music here. Of course, there's a big yacht race going on. Maybe not as big as years past, but there still is one, and that's going to kick off tomorrow. And, of course, it's the Port Huron to Mackinac race. And we've been talking a lot about Port Huron today. Basically, since 6 o'clock this morning, we've been talking all about Port Huron, but it's time to talk a little bit about Mackinac. And joining us on the line right now is the Executive Director of the Mackinac Island Convention and Visitors Bureau, Tim High. Tim.
Well, good afternoon, and we can't wait to see the boats.
Hey Tim. Yeah, good afternoon to you as well. Mackinac Island is such a special place. And it is just—it's so unique in and of its own on just any given summer, you know, between the carriages and the bicycles and the history. But it's got to be especially unique right now, given our current circumstances. Can you just kind of highlight to us what's open, what's not, what are visitors being asked to do if they were to come to the island?
Yeah, I sure can, and I really appreciate the opportunity. First of all. I just would like to say how thankful we are that the race will continue to go on. So many things have canceled this year, and the effort that has been put in by the committee to make the race go this year is so appreciated by all of us on Mackinac Island. And certainly it will be different this year, but we can't thank the entire race committee for all the efforts that they put in to make sure that the race happened this year. Now, is Mackinac Island a little bit different this year? Yeah, a little bit. The feeling is still the same when you come to the island. That feeling that you get when there are no cars and you see the horses doing all the work and you can jump on a bike and go around the island and jump on a narrated carriage tour and see all the horses doing their thing. But there are a couple of things that we're asking our guests to do this year. Our employees, and especially now that the governor has just freshly made her new executive order, we're asking our travelers to be prepared and bring their masks and bring their hand sanitizer. Now, there are masks on the island that people can have and buy, and there's also hand sanitizers all throughout the streets. So that's all available. But we're asking people to actually, you know, take part in that as well. Most everything is open this year. We're probably about 85% to 90% of the entire island business community is open this year. A few businesses decided from the very get-go, back in April, that this wouldn't be the year to open. There just was too much uncertainty. But as the season's unfolded since the 29th of May, we've been pleasantly surprised at our crowds, and people are having a wonderful time on Mackinac. And it's normally they're very vocal about, you know, they're happy to be here, but even more vocal this year because of all those weeks and months of not being able to go out. Being able to get out and to be on Mackinac Island now is extra special.
We're talking to Tim High. He's the executive director of the Mackinac Island Convention and Visitors Bureau. And I'll tell you, that's great to hear, Tim, that that Mackinac Island is open and you are welcoming visitors, right? I mean, if someone is looking for a place to go, they are welcome to come to Mackinac. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We have been open since basically the 29th of May. We did delay a little bit. We didn't open on Memorial Day as we could have. We just weren't ready. It takes a while to. We wanted to be first. Our staffs needed to be trained with the new COVID policies. We needed to get our signage up. We needed to get our hand sanitizer out throughout the streets. And sometimes when you put it's like opening a cottage after it's been closed for 6 months. It takes a little longer sometimes to get those back open after resting through the winter season. So yeah, we're open and we're welcoming people, and it's so far the weather's been phenomenal. We've had a great season so far.
Now, I've never been up on the island after this baby race ends. I know Paul Miller back in the studio has, and Dennis has been up there, but I've never gotten to experience what the island is like when the boats cross the finish line. I know it's going to be different this year, but could you just kind of paint the picture for us of what it's like to be on Mackinac Island during a normal year when the race gets over with?
Oh, yeah, it is fun. You know, you have that anticipation, and you're all looking at the weather, and you're looking at the apps, and you're trying to see just who's going to finish first, and there's that anticipation. And it gets a little quiet before the racers start to come in. And then and then all of a sudden, the boats start to come in, and they start to fill our harbor, and it's exciting to watch them finish, to go across the finish line and to hear the cannons go off and to see the families that are waiting for them at Windermere Point to watch the teams cross the finish line. And it's so fun to see the boats in the harbor, and then they start to put out their gear to dry off. And then you start hearing the stories of what could have been, what should have been, and what really happened. And then, of course, downtown becomes alive a little earlier in the day at let's say, our watering establishments that would possibly happen on any other day on Mackinac Island. So it's fun. It's festive, and we really look forward to the first or second week in July when the race finishes on the island.
Well, yeah, you're not going to get any racers from Chicago this year with that being canceled, so I'm sure you're going to be happy, even though it's a limited amount of boats, just to see some kind of sailboats there up on Mackinac Island. I'm sure it's going to be a welcome sight to many.
Oh, it really certainly, and it certainly is. Last I heard from our mayor this morning that we're going to be 105 boats in the competition. You may have an updated number. And
no,
that's
the number that the race chairman told us this morning. So,
wonderful.
Stick with that.
Yeah. And we know that some of them are going to do a touch and go, which is fine. We're just here to welcome them and to thank them for continuing on the spirit of this great competition.
So there's got to be like a pretty big economic. Would you say that this is a pretty big economic driver up there on the island, having the races finish there?
Oh, it really is. We don't have sophisticated tools enough to be able to determine exactly what it is, but common sense will tell you. And anecdotally, when you hear from Dow's grocery store and the effect that these races have on his store, and then when you see the people in the restaurants, in the hotels, in our pubs, you know that there's a huge economic driver.
So if someone's going to Mackinac Island, Tim, and we're talking to Tim Hive from the Mackinac Island Convention and Visitors Bureau, give us just like your top five. I know it's going to be difficult, Tim, but what are some of your top maybe three things that you must do if you go to Mackinac?
Well, you must ride a bike, and whether you bring your own or rent one. And this year we do have some high water problems, like all of your listeners are familiar with in the Fort Huron area. And so you can only traverse half of the island this year because there are some repairs going on
at
Arch Rock.
Oh, yeah, M-185 is down, isn't it?
Yeah, half of it is. So, yeah. But that's still, you still have half of it to mess with. And then also, then you get to come up through the middle of the island and maybe see some parts of the island that you've never seen before. So you have to do that. You have to take a narrated carriage tour. That's absolutely a must so that you can learn a little bit about the history of, basically, this is Michigan's island. And learn a little bit of the history of how people have been coming to Mackinac for respite since the beginning of time that we know of. And then I think third, you've got to bring home some fudge. You've got to go to a fudge store, and you've got to sample some fudge and then bring some home to all your friends and family, or else your name's going to be mud when you get home.
You can get it on the mainland, but I'll tell you, there's just something about getting it on the island that makes it taste better.
Well, you know, that's why they call it Mackinac Island fudge. To make it authentic, you have to get it from the island. And there's something magical about these breezes through the Straits of Mackinac that make it extra special.
That's great, Tim. And you talked about going into the interior of the island. And just to tease an upcoming guest, next hour I'll talk to Phil Porter, who is
wonderful.
The director of Mackinac State Historic Parks. Maybe he'll have some more ideas for things for us to do outdoors on Mackinac Island. But yeah, if you only know Mackinac Island for the downtown area, you're missing a lot. There's a lot more going on there, and Phil will fill us in on some of those other activities that you alluded to. It's Tim High. He's the executive director of the Mackinac Island Convention and Visitors Bureau. Tim, thanks for taking a few minutes to speak with us here in Port Huron, and tell all the racers hi when you see them in a couple more days.
Oh, we certainly will, and it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.